I'm Jake.
And I'm John.
And this is Canine Critique. Welcome back.
We're in
to Canine Critique.
Wow.
Just hit record, John.
Okay.
This is it. This is the podcast.
Okay.
Where two guys with lukewarm opinions on dogs watch dog movies. So you don't have to. Episode 54.
Yep, 54.
I don't know if that was accurate or not.
That was.
That's for all of our listeners in the South American region.
Or Spain.
Spain.
Or Equatorial Guinea.
You know, anywhere.
That's in Africa.
Anywhere where you could speak Spanish, to be honest.
You could speak Spanish anywhere in the world.
You know what? You can. You do you. America's melting pot. We don't have a specific language here. John's got his orange soda again.
Orange Crush.
So, his orange pop.
Not a
he's
going to
drink it. And that's just, you know, man, it's good to be back. It feels like we did this just yesterday. You're not gonna ruin this podcast episode by drinking your drink, are you?
Just crumpling my bottle.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's loud.
ASMR. Orange Crush. It's another week in the doghouse.
Please stop. Too far. Oh, so I can't. I can't.
You're not funny, but is what I'm saying.
I think I'm pretty funny, actually. I think I'm awesome and attractive. John, what is your problem?
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what is my problem?
Put the bottle down.
I'm trying to
put the bottle down.
I'm trying to uncrumple it, but
put it down. It's trash. Like, just
sorry,
John.
Let me try and put the lid back on.
Nope. John.
Lids.
Nope. John. John. Oh my god.
I'm not even throwing it in the trash. I won't even.
You done? You done?
With what? Having fun?
Yeah. Is it over yet? Just giving me a hard time.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. How was your week, John?
Good. It's only been 4 days.
It's only been a few days since we last recorded.
Some of the days were spent with you.
Yeah.
And we had dinner on Sunday.
We had dinner.
And then played games with your family.
Played some games.
Joking Hazard.
Joking Hazard, the offensive game.
Off color.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, we had some fun.
I really enjoyed that game.
I won.
You did.
Because I'm witty and fun. Though Sadie had the best.
Sadie had some of the
she
best
had
wins.
The best ones.
If you're familiar with the game, not a sponsor. If you're familiar...
It's like apples to apples.
It's like apples to... I mean, most games nowadays are like apples to apples, where one person judges. But if you're familiar with the Cyanide and Happiness comics, and I'm sure you've seen them. They've been around for probably 8 or 9
years.
And
there's a YouTube channel as well.
And pretty hilarious. But it's like dark humor.
Slash really...
Slash offensive.
Crass.
Rude, crass.
But they've just made little comic panels and then you build comics.
Yeah. What I like about it is you use every single card in that game a lot. And there's tons of cards.
You see them all.
You see, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Joking Hazard.
So give it a play if you want.
Do you have any dog stories, John?
Let me think. Nope.
Okay.
However,
oh,
I was hanging out with a friend last night and she had a cat that like chills around her house. She's like, that's just a stray cat. We call it Alien because it looks weird, and it looked freaking weird. It just sat there and stared at me. And I'm like,
is this like the 12th
unnerving
time that I said, can I get a dog story from you? And you just tell me a freaking cat story?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. All right, for all you cat lovers out there, if you made it to episode 54, why are you still here?
I don't know.
You know how I feel about cats.
I mean, I'm here. As a cat lover.
Shut up, John. Nobody likes cats. I'm just kidding. Plenty of people like cats.
Do you know who likes cats?
Plenty of people like cats.
Joe Exotic.
You haven't even watched that.
Yep.
You don't even know the love that he has for cats. Had for cats.
Is he dead?
No. You'd have
is
to watch
in jail?
He is
he
in
should
jail.
Be in jail.
He is in jail. But
if he ain't gonna drag everybody else to jail anyway.
Watch it. Dude.
Who's the Cats and Kittens lady?
Carol Baskin.
Is she married to Joe Exotic?
No.
No, dude. But she killed her husband and fed it to the cats. That's the theory. Well,
that's the theory. Nobody knows what happened to her husband, dude.
This is true stuff. This is like a documentary.
You
right?
have to watch it, please.
Do I have to watch
it's
it?
It's provocative. It's just, you watch it and you're like, you watch it because of it's an experience. I mean, I've already said this on the podcast. It's an experience just watching it because you think it can't get any crazier than this. And every single episode, it just gets just out of this crazy world. By the end of it, the most normal guy, the literal most normal guy on the show, okay? Most normal people on the show is like the one who had their arm bitten off. Some dude who's lost all his teeth.
How sketchy does it get? Is it like gonna? Is there like
define sketchy?
Is there like bestiality involved?
Bestiality.
You know what that means,
think,
right?
I don't
have to explain that,
John. Oh my gosh,
that would. I'm like, why? That shouldn't be on there.
Well, I actually don't believe there's bestiality, but you've got polygamy. You've got gay polygamy. If that's called the same thing, I don't know.
Okay.
You've got a murder. You've got a potential murder. You've got an FBI case. There's a smuggling ring of tigers that have been going on in the United States for just years.
I've heard about this outside of Tiger King before Tiger King happened. Yeah. I knew that was a thing.
Yeah. And there are a lot more people who own tigers than you think, John.
That is so funny. It's like an expose, sort of. Like, I mean, who filmed this? Like, is it a documentary?
It's more like a documentary.
Would this have been on Discovery Channel pre-streaming?
No, because it's a little crass.
There's a lot of F words, I hear.
Yeah. It's, maybe if it was on Discovery Channel, it would be like 11 p.m. Discovery Channel. I don't know. It's really good.
Discovery at night.
Maybe MTV or HBO.
Probably HBO. That's where they put all the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Stiff.
It's
Nick at Night.
Right after
Adult Swim.
Nick at Night, right after
Tsunami.
Right after Drake and Josh and
the Lopez show. The Nanny.
Yeah. Tiger King. John, I'm not even kidding you. It's only like seven or eight episodes. And it is worth it. They're only like 45 minutes long.
This is like way too late.
It's not too late.
Everybody's seen it already.
Yeah, what I'm saying now. You've gone over the hype. You can watch it without people force feeding it to you. You know?
We'll see if I watch it.
Anyway, here's my dog story. It happened a couple weeks back.
That was pretty much a great story.
So a few weeks ago on the podcast, I shared a story about someone I know who bought a service dog vest from Amazon to take their dog with them.
It's illegal. You get fined.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
100%.
If you get caught.
Don't do this. So I was sharing this story at work. I work at a store. And, I have multiple jobs. One of those jobs, I work at a store. And I was behind the cash registers talking to one of my friends about this specific instance. And, I don't know, I've just always... Part of me, like as a person, it's not the best trait. I don't even think it's a good trait. It's just part of... like how I am sometimes. I don't like take a peek around the room to see who might be listening to what I'm saying.
Oh, you just talk like a person talks.
I just talk like a person talks. And if you overheard it, well, whoops, you know, like, I guess you heard it too. So there's this guy in line who had a service dog with him who overheard our conversation. And I think we offended him. Because he heard me talk about how you could get a service dog vest for like 15, 20 bucks. You can take him anywhere.
He's like, respect the badge, points to his dog's vest.
And he like made a comment to my coworker who was checking him out, who was in the conversation with me. And he was like, you know, I really don't want to take this dog everywhere with me, but it sure is a lifesaver. And she was like, yeah, that's good to hear. Because we didn't know he was eavesdropping.
Yeah.
And we weren't even talking that loud, you know?
I know.
Anyway, then on his way out the door, we have one of our coworkers is at the door because we have to greet people and make sure they're wearing face coverings. And he turned to her and was like, you know, you got to tell your other coworkers to learn some respect about service dogs. And like bagged on us.
How old was this guy?
He was like, I don't know, late 20s, early 30s.
Wow.
He was pretty young. So.
That's funny.
I was just like, what the frick, dude? Like, you weren't even listening to the whole thing. You just thought we were calling you out. Like, I wasn't saying your dog's trash. I think, like, mad respect to legit service dogs. But if you're faking it, oh my gosh, by golly, quit faking it.
Darn. Man, I love hearing stories from your other job at the sex shop.
I could sell anything at this point.
Because you can just talk about your podcast. Just let's be clear. Jake does not work at one of those places, yeah. To my knowledge.
Absolutely not.
Is that where the extra money's coming from?
No, it's coming from the podcast, John. I pocket it.
Yeah, I know. One time... this was like... after we lived together, and I was telling a story to my friend at the Wendy's about, like, because we used to play Pokemon a lot.
Yeah.
We had like a
Pokemon trading card game.
Yeah. We played we had a league of like Pokemon people that we would kind of go play with. But then everyone kind of moved away. But I was telling like some other friends about this story I made up that like we made up about like, Jake and then there was Mitch and then there was like, and I'm like throwing out these names of all these like master Pokemasters we called them or whatever, and this other guy, he started the Poke Fight Club, he called it, which was like the anti our Poke League or whatever.
It was the underground Pokemon League,
that's what we called it,
versus this Poke new Fight uprising Club. The Poke Fight Club, yeah.
And it was like, we need to call Jake in order to like set these Poke Fight Club people straight. And Jake rolls up, and then Mitch, who was another guy, Jake's friend Mitch, he shows up with like a scar over his face and he's turned over to the Poke Fight Club. Like,
he would too. He would.
And he's like, I'm sick of living in your shadow, Jake. And I'm telling this story to like all my friends at this Wendy's that we're at. And like, it ended with like Jake throwing out a real Mega Charizard EX and Mitch throwing out like another real like Blastoise EX or whatever.
Yeah.
And they fought. And like the Charizard got killed by the Blastoise, and Jake's like pissed and he's like, no more Pokemon. And then he like throws out like a primal Groudon and a primal, the other one, Kyogre.
Yep.
And like, we're in Michigan, like sinks Michigan into the Great Lakes or whatever. And all that's left is like Jake's Poke badge or whatever. And I ended there. And everyone's like, wow. And then a dude on the other end of the Wendy's was like, pretty good story. That was really good. And he like clapped a little bit. And I was like, oh, thank him.
I just like, pretty good story.
I didn't even know he was listening.
But that's freaking rich. Story. I love that story, dude. It's one of the best because, man, oh man. It's exactly how it would go if Pokemon were real, I'd like to imagine.
Did I write it down and gave that
to you? Yeah, you wrote it down. Yeah, I know exactly where it is. It's not right here, though.
I forgot.
I'll show you this.
I forgot that I wrote it down. I got to tell Zach about that.
Heck yeah. Man, good freaking times. Good old underground Pokemon League.
Of Michigan.
Of Michigan, yeah. You know, shout out to Michigan homies. That's Michigan memories.
Oh, Michigan
memories. They haven't had Michigan memories in so long.
The Wendy's in...
where was it?
Jonesville, I think.
There was one time I was at a Wendy's and I ordered a small Frosty and a large fry. And I just was standing there waiting for it to get picked up. This was in Michigan.
Did they give you a large Frosty?
No. This was in Michigan near, I think it was in near Houghton Lake.
Okay.
And I was just hanging out and this dude walked in. He had a cowboy hat on and he had an order too. He ordered right behind me. He just ordered a small coffee. And we started chatting up a bit. And they call out my number with the small fry and the small Frosty. And he just went over and picked it up and looked at me and just started eating it. I was like,
what?
And I was like, excuse me? Like, what? Like, what the heck? And he was like, huh, I guess you just snooze you lose. And I'm a real petty person. And they put down his small coffee and I just picked it up and threw it in the trash.
That is epic.
I was like, yeah, okay. You know,
you like, snooze, you lose.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that back. I was like, oh, you know, whatever, you know. I'm a big, I wonder if he still thinks about that.
I hope he does.
I hope he does.
One time, the last Wendy's story. I was at a Wendy's in Lansing. And same thing. Just kind of, I wasn't telling any Pokemon stories, but we were just eating with friends.
Wait, is this the Wendy's in Lansing that's Michigan State? That's all green?
It might be.
That, oh, sorry. That's
McDonald's. That's a McDonald's.
That's the coolest
it McDonald's. It's a double-decker.
Right?
Yeah. Anyways, oh, man. I'm at this Wendy's.
I like how we call it double-decker when really it's just two floors.
Yeah, it's two floors.
Double-decker.
Usually there's one in Park City. Either way. I mean, that's Burger King. Either way. We're just eating lunch and this guy, he like, I don't know. He starts to chat with us a little bit. People are really chatty and somewhat weird in Michigan.
And so we're shout out to our Michiganders out there.
He's like, what are y'all doing out here or whatever? And we're just telling him and we're just making a conversation. And he's like, I guess we impressed upon him that we were like not hooligans. We were just like upright gentlemen, you know? And he's like, you guys are real nice or whatever. You're not like these other teenagers these days with their yoga pants and their Tupac DVDs. Tupac DVDs. And I was like, and he's like, God bless everyone. And then he walked away.
That is freaking rich, dude.
And I was like, what a legend. Oh, Tupac man. DVDs.
We should just have the podcast should just be called Michigan Memories.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done it for a while, so.
Yeah. What about some dog news? Welcome back to Dog News. It's your host, Jay News a lot.
And John News a little.
And John News a little.
More like snooze a little.
More like snooze a little. That's right. I have two hip hop stories here happening. One of them's a local story. It was a request to share this at Dog News. I would like to introduce you to Henry, John.
Is this my little brother?
No, not your little brother, Henry. Shout out to John's little brother, Henry. This is a dog, Henry, dude. And let me tell you, I haven't seen a dog like this. It conveys like the picture. Look at how cute, dude.
Oh,
this actually is one of the cutest dogs.
Very cute.
It's an English, think sheepdog, an old English sheepdog. Yep. And he just has a little ball of energy and fun. This was the first picture I ever saw of him. And check it out.
What is he eating? Just a bone?
It looks like a churro, but it's really just a bone.
What is this news? Is your friend like, please just talk about my dog?
Yeah. I already had a dog story, so I figured I'd add this in dog news.
Okay.
What do you want from me?
Is there more to this?
Well, Henry's just a cute dog. Come on.
Is it my turn?
No, I said I have more dog news. Okay. You just shout out the most trashy, the saddest stories, John sad news a little. Yeah, to you, John news a little. You'll read a story and then I'll grab mine real quick.
Okay. Bridge inspector rescues dog stranded 120 feet above Mississippi River. It looks like there's a dog. If you see the picture, it's like a bridge and the dog is like stuck in one of the struts under the bridge and they rescued the dog.
Oh, John, that is not sad news.
Wholesome.
All right.
Dog with sad note found abandoned amid coronavirus pandemic.
John, are you familiar with this? This is the front page of our website.
Yes.
Look at this. Look at how freaking similar this is. I found this news article.
Oh my goodness.
And it's almost the exact same photo, just different dogs.
There's some cats in our photo.
Why are there cats in our photo?
That's perfect, actually.
Wow.
It's perfect.
I feel like I've been duped.
My dad set that up.
I was about to say, that's the last time I'd pay Fiverr for anything. Just kidding. Thanks at John's dad for setting that up. But also, why are there cats, boo?
I just poured water down my face.
Okay. Anyway, this is the real article I wanted to share.
Okay, hurry up.
In the movie that we just watched, Air Buddies.
The first Air Buddies.
The first Air Buddies movie. He was asked, not asked. The dude was trying to buy Air Buddy, and he was going to buy him for $500,000.
Yes.
And I was like, is that a lot or is that a little for a dog? I found this, the top 10 most expensive dog breeds.
Is Golden Retriever in there?
Number 10, Afghan hound, $7,000.
Does it show a picture of these?
Yeah.
Check it out.
Okay.
Number nine, the feral hound, $75,000.
Would never.
Okay. Eight, Doggo Argentino.
That looks like...
It just looks like a pit bull. Anyway.
$8,000.
They're illegal to own in the UK, Colorado, and New York City.
Weird.
Okay. Oh, because they descend from a Cordoba fine dog and a Great Dane. It's a breed between the two.
Oof.
Makes sense.
Probably not worth it.
The Canadian Eskimo dog?
That is a beautiful dog.
That is a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
They have... There's less than 300 dogs of this breed existing today. That's why they're so expensive.
So pretty.
Rottweiler, $9,000.
That's cute. But Rottweilers grow up in
this Five, stay. This creepy thing. Oswak.
It's like a greyhound, but...
Hailing from West Africa. That would explain why this. Number four, the Tibetan Mastiff. Have you seen one of these? It looks like scary. A freaking lion, dude.
That is scary
these
looking.
These things...
That's what Entei is.
Are surely. Nuts.
Am I wrong?
And yeah, Entei's...
That's freaking
Entei. Actually, we'll tie that into Entei here in a sec, because okay. I have a story.
Chow Chow.
Chow Chow, another Chinese breed.
That's Japanese.
$11,000. Number two, the... How would you say that? Those back legs. Pretty interesting. There were only 65 of these in the world in 1973.
Dang.
Wow. One of the most outgoing dogs in the world. Very active, playful, perfect for families. And then number one at $14,000.
Oh, man. I've seen that. I've seen one before.
The Samoyed.
In Michigan. I'm not even joking.
I think 100%. But these dogs are great. They're from Siberia. Known for their kind, lovingness. They can roam for miles and miles and miles. And normally... Oh my, wait, look at this. They're rare. They rack up a ton of vet bills because they're prone to expensive health issues, such as like autoimmune conditions, cardiac crap. Wow.
Dang it, Jim.
So that's $14,000. And the reason I found this was because of the most expensive dog search for Air Bud. I did a little digging, as Jake News a lot should.
Mm-hmm.
And... By digging, it was the first search result I found. CNBC. This happened just about 6 years ago.
This is the bid for the...
The most expensive dog that was ever bought.
Purchased.
At least the first Google result, when you type that, was a Tibetan Mastiff puppy at a whopping $2 million.
Too much.
That's too much. It's too much.
If it was Entei.
So that's the thing, though. Because it's apparently in Chinese culture, this dog is known to have been bred with real lions. Like, this specific dog had lion's blood, like, coursing through its veins because it was bred. That's why it has those crazy big manes, dude.
So Gryffindors think, too.
And the Tibetan Mastiff is really, acclaimed in Chinese culture. Which is where Entei comes from. You got it right on the head.
It's more Japan. Asian culture?
Asian, I guess.
Not all of China is Asia and vice versa.
Actually, most of Asia is actually Russia, John.
It's weird how that happens.
It's not weird to say. Next time you see a Russian, just know they're also Asian. And then think twice about
And race. European.
Yeah, that too.
It's weird how that works.
Well, this has been Dog News. And like we already mentioned, we watch Air Buddies.
Yeah.
Which,
you know, once I settled into it, I kind of enjoyed myself a little bit.
This was a little interesting because after watching
they still tie it in.
Exactly.
Which I appreciate.
They mentioned Josh. They mentioned Andrea. They got What's-His-Face back to be the dad. He was the dad
Both parents
in two
were
of them.
The same.
And... what was so great about that was it just is the sixth one. And we learned that Air Bud actually had another chick.
Another litter. I think this is a soft reboot. They're like, just forget that happened.
Yeah.
Here's the actual kids.
Yeah.
It's like a retcon.
It's a retcon. And now we have a narrator at the beginning. And the dogs talk to each other.
Yeah.
There are voice actors for the dogs. At first I wasn't like too crazy on board for it. But as soon as Bud started talking, I was like, I'm so in. To think he could have been talking the whole time.
And Don Knotts is in this movie, which we didn't even...
I think what happens... I think this is how it went. There's a pitch meeting about what should we do next?
They're like, the Airbud, the franchise, it's
franchise is dead.
We need to kick it off.
This person came in and was like, excuse me, I think I have a brilliant idea. The dogs can talk. They have puppies.
CGI mouths.
The puppies. We'll CGI the mouths. Computer generation is in. It's going to be great. And I think they poured a little bit more money into this because the camera shots
looked like
better.
A better movie.
It just looked and felt like it was a better movie. And as far as quality goes, I'd put this in the top three of Air Bud movies.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
It just like it gradually declined. And then this is just like a,
I mean, this looks better than all of them.
It feels like an outlier.
However, 90s for the time, it just looked like a normal, probably 90s movie.
Mm-hmm.
The first one.
But to come off of Air Bud 5 and go straight to this was,
that was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
I know. My goodness. I'm surprised we didn't watch this earlier, but I'm glad we did our due diligence.
Yeah. And I'm not watching anymore.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
This was because we told y'all we were doing two more episodes, and then we realized we still had an extra one. So we're like, I guess Air Buddies it is.
Air Buddies it is. You that dirty dog.
I thought Hachi took the place of it.
Yeah. It was so good, though.
Hachi, you know what? Because
I've been still talking about that?
Yeah, I guess. But it's like, I thought Togo was probably going to take the cake for best movie, but I think Hachi's like,
wow.
I don't know yet. But like,
we
think
have to talk.
Dude, Togo and Hachi are like kind of neck and neck for me. Isle of Dogs, though, it almost shouldn't count. We'll talk about it when that
when that
episode comes.
Yeah. In case we haven't told you, or just to remind you,
episode 56,
the last episode, we're pulling out all the stops. And you can even be a part of it. You can join Dog News. Send us a clip of you reading off some dog news. We'll figure out a way to put it in the podcast. And by that, I mean, I'll just edit you in the podcast. It's not that hard. So whichever, let us know. Email that to canicritique@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So, man, Air Buddies, dude. What was great about this was it started out in the, they all have their little niche. Is niche the right word? Sport.
Niche is like, that's a niche community of nerds.
Or is it niche?
I think it can be pronounced both.
Either way, they have each buddy has their own sport, which just reflects the previous five movies, which is pretty neat, I like to think.
Yeah. You said it's like the Infinity Stones of...
Yeah, it's like the Infinity buddy. Stones of... Yeah, pretty good.
There's Butterball. He likes to eat. There's
Mudball.
Mudball, who likes to get dirty.
Rosebud.
Rosebud is...
Sorry, Mudbud.
Mudbud, yeah.
Yeah, Mudbud.
Rosebud likes, she's a girl.
B-Dog.
B-Dog, he's white trash dog.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or cultural appropriation dog, I'm not sure. And then there's Buddha, who's like, he's the baseball dog, but he's all like,
he's like
hippie.
Old. Yeah.
And then are we missing anyone?
Missing one of them. I forgot their name.
Who's the soccer one? Oh, that's Rosebud.
Yeah.
Rosebud, B-Dog, Butterball, Buddha.
Mudbud.
We got them all.
Nice. Either way, pretty decent. Pretty just decent all around. Not all around. But what I liked about it
was,
what I liked about it wasn't the same cut, paste, whatever. The bad guys were
still stupid, but
served in a better way, though.
That the villain plot didn't feel like it was tacked on.
Wanna know why? That's because the villain plot was the plot of the movie.
Yeah. Because there's an eye patch guy who wants to sell a tiger to a kid who just wants a friend. I just want a friend to play with.
Hence our tiger or Joe Exotic.
Yeah, that's why we're talking Tiger King.
Anyway.
But this eye patch guy's then like, fine, I'll get you two. He's like, I want Air Bud. And they're like, all right, we'll get you Air Bud. So this eye patch guy,
the dad, because it's this kid that wants Air Bud. Yeah. He's trying to get him for his kid. And the dad offers $500,000.
To an eye patch guy who has an accent that changes second to second.
Is it Russian? Is it European? Is it Australian? New Zealand?
Like, he'll be British for a second and he'll go to Australian. And then sometimes it'll be like a poo for like a minute. And then it's back to this. Like, it's like, and then sometimes... nothing. And at first he's like, take my nephew with you.
Yeah.
take him. And he's
take
like,
my nephew.
And the nephew's like, oh, but I have like video games to play, man. And then like, that's the only time he ever used an accent. Cause for the rest of the movie, the nephew just is normal.
Oh my
And
gosh.
Then the nephew gets paired up with Discount John Goodman.
There's a Discount John Goodman.
He's John Goodman light.
Yeah. Like, we had John Goodman light in this one. And last we had Discount Chris Farley.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. At work, I had a coworker who no longer works with us. They would call him off-brand Jake because we were very similar, but he just wasn't.
It's like in The Office when they're like new Pete or like new Jim and new Dwight.
Yeah. Yep. No, Dwight.
Maybe Pete is
Dwight
the new
Jr.
Jim.
And Plop. Pete Jr. Plop. So good. I love Clark.
Why do you call me Plop? Because you're always taking dumps.
Freaking Plop. That's a good show. I just finished it last night. Still kind of coming off that.
But not for the first time.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely not.
Dude, it's an emotional roller coaster.
It is. And I, hot take, my least favorite character in the whole show. Can you guess who it is?
Is it Ryan?
Absolutely not.
I like Ryan a lot.
It's Pam.
You don't like Pam?
I hate Pam.
Really?
Pam,
I love Pam.
I said hot take.
I relate a lot to Pam.
Pam is, but maybe that's why I hate you so much, Jeff.
Yeah, maybe.
Pam is my least favorite character in the whole show.
You remind me of Michael Scott.
She is so... she is so, like, selfish. And
I don't like the turn that she really took in season 9. The whole marital issue thing. I think Jim probably should have told her.
But. Yeah, Jim should have told her, but also it's a little, like, you've been working here for, like, 12 years, you said. Like, 10, 12 years you worked at Dunder Mifflin. And is this what you want to do? And Jim's over here thinking about bigger, better things. And he has been the whole series.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's talking about how he wants to start like a bike shop or he wants to start like a sports
marketing. When they filmed his, have you noticed his like talking heads? They're always in front of the window.
Yeah.
But no one else's is. It's because the directors, they always film someone next to a window if they have a future outside of Dunder Mifflin. So they tried to do that. So train time.
Oh, frick. Train time. Anyways,
that's all I had to say about The Office, really. I learned that on Office Ladies podcast, though.
Really?
Yeah, the directors would film.
Shout out to that podcast, I guess. When you listen to this one.
Train time. It was a short train.
Train time is a little old train where trains are training for trains. Let me search up our random topic generator and we will be good to go. Da, 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 da. Random topic generator. And how many clicks, John? Give me a click.
10.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ugh. Ugh. Some of these are just dumb because I already know the answer and the listeners already know the answer. This is dumb too.
Okay. You shouldn't have asked me.
What do you like to do in the spring?
In the spring, go on walks.
Do you like to do that every time of year?
I really like especially the springtime area of the seasons.
I got engaged in the spring, so every time I see the cherry blossoms, it reminds me of that.
There's no cherry blossoms in Utah?
I got engaged underneath the cherry blossoms at the Capitol building.
Oh!
Freaking
cherry. I didn't know there were any at the Capitol building.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
I thought you guys were at like Temple Square or something in the pictures that I was looking at.
Oh, no. Here, let me show you real quick. This is great listening, by the way.
Da-da-da. This is forever ago.
Yeah, wait. See, check it out.
Wow. I don't know what I was thinking. That's very cute.
It reminds me of that. Springtime is pretty cool. I like to go to Disneyland in the springtime. That's just usually when I go. I compiled a lot of my pictures the other day, and I noticed it's usually March, April, or May that I go to Disneyland. So, time to go back to Disneyland. Disneyland, please reopen if you're listening. Love you. That was a pretty stupid, random topic.
Well,
what song always puts you in a good mood?
Oh, man. Freaking either September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
So good. And that was just the other day.
Yeah.
The 21st.
Or Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Okay, that one's pretty good. That's pretty dang good.
Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson.
Man in the Mirror. Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Mr. Blue Sky. Gosh, what's the...
That always puts in a good mood.
I got on the tip of my tongue.
Song for a Found Lady Harmonium. Diver. Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Oh, Street. Yeah. Don't Stop Me Now. So good.
Probably Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly.
Music for Found Harmonium by whoever, Patrick Street, I think. It's in Napoleon Dynamite at the very end, where
You know what? This might be an interesting take on that. We just named a ton of really good songs. But turn on an Irish drinking song and try not to smile. Just keep a straight face.
Dropkick Murphys.
I'm saying, those Irish drinking songs, the energy, man, it's so good. I love sea shanties.
Be calmed.
Sea of Thieves. I think I've told you already. If I die in the next 5-10 years, I want Be Calmed to play while they lower the casket into the ground.
By your mates. It'll be me and Taylor and Isaac and Zach. I guess we can get him in to play the drum.
Well, here's the thing. Taylor plays the drum when we win.
And I'm the hurdy-gurdy.
And you're the hurdy-gurdy. And Isaac is playing the... Oh, gosh.
The accordion thing. I forgot what it's called.
And I usually play the banjo. And I have a recording of it that they did that doesn't have the banjo, but it has everything else.
We play that one and bury you with a banjo.
Yeah, that's it.
I need to learn the hurdy-gurdy.
And we got to have somebody throw a Molotov in there so it looks like...
And then we sail you off. We just push you into... The Great Salt Lake.
And like, I'd only go like 3 feet before I went right on the bottom. It's so freaking shallow in it. I mean, at least this side of the Great Salt
Lake. Smells salty.
I just float the whole rest of the way.
Like the casket burns off of you. Just, and your corpse is on fire. Just like floating down the lake. Animals are like, is there barbecue going on?
It would stay on the top too because of how freaking salty it is.
Yeah.
Wow. So what fun. What a great image.
Yep, there you go.
For those who don't know, we were talking about Sea of Thieves, a video game.
If we had good fans, they would draw fan art of that.
John, you don't even draw fan art.
Yeah, I won't,
because I don't like
them. I'm not good. I watch like the PewDiePie people do fan art, and I'm like, yeah, that's something else. That's like next level.
Well, when you have 105 million subscribers,
yeah,
you're bound to have a handful of talented people make fan art for it's you. True. You know?
It's true.
And... Shout out to our 40 plus listeners a week.
Shout out to our personal friend PewDiePie.
Shout out to our personal friend PewDiePie.
Anyways, Air Buddies.
Yeah, Air Buddies is the movie
we watched. It's a movie we watched. There's a point where a puppy gets drunk. Like, I'm like, this is a kid's movie.
There was a scene right at the very beginning where they're getting tended by Mrs. Niblets or Mrs. Nibble Nuts or whatever.
But keep going.
The buddies like cover her in yarn and she was trapped for a while and they really just trashed the house. And I'm bringing that up because it'll probably be brought up in the dog year episode and talk about the time that it was burnt to the ground. Sorry. Don't know why I said burnt to the ground.
What else? It's, you're right. There wasn't an 11th hour like sports game thing. Mm-hmm. It was just, well, because they capture Bud and Bud's wife /
girlfriend.
And so the buddy's like, we're going to get him back. But they like dig out Shawshank style. And then.
As soon as they dug out, that's when the buddies found them.
They find the tunnel and go in the other way. And then they're going through this winery of this eye patch guy with
because it's like accent. A vineyard. It's just like,
why does he need to make money off of selling tigers when he's like, he's clearly doing well for himself. Just look at that underground cave full of wine.
Honestly, I don't get it.
And then they do a thing. It's like classic kid stuff. Like, and then like the iPad, it ends with the eye patch guy and the kid who's trying to buy the tiger / Air Bud's dad. So the wealthy dad and the eye patch guy fall into like a wine press or whatever. Not a wine press, that would kill him. Just like a vat of wine. And I'm like, that guy didn't do anything. He just was trying to get a pet for his kid.
But illegally though. Go get me Air Bud.
Oh, that's true.
The most famous dog in arguably the world. in this continuity.
Definitely. Anyways. So, but then that kid who's like, I just wanted a friend.
He still gets one.
Butterball is like, you know what? I don't want to go live with that vegan family. Because a big part of this movie is the Josh's family can't handle all the puppies. So they have to give them to new families. So
Yeah. They
like the puppies run away because they don't want to do that.
I want like an Air Buddies movie where
Bud dies.
No, the buddies are hanging out together doing their thing, but the previous Air Bud pups come back. And because there's like 6 or 7 of them.
They're evil.
And they're just evil. And they're like, if you ever seen Community, like from the
Dark timeline.
The dark timeline. Yep. It's been pretty good.
It's like, it'll be one of those situations where like there's an evil version of each of them. It's like there's the evil soccer player. Because that's like, don't you love that in a TV show when like the team meets the anti-team and it's like...
It's my favorite thing in the world. I'm working on that for my D&D campaign for my friends.
It's like, oh, they're the reverse of you. Exactly.
Yeah.
But they've got a mustache.
Freaking an anti-Cosmo.
Yeah.
And Fairly Odd Parents, he was the pinnacle of that.
Foop.
Foop. Foop was so good.
What's your favorite Fairly Odd Parents episode?
My favorite Fairly Odd Parents episode? I really like the ones...
Shiny Teeth.
I love Shiny Teeth.
That song is dope.
That song's on my playlist, dude. I love Shiny... Oh, my goodness.
Icky Vicky. Icky. And then the one where Timmy goes with his grandfather to the past, like in a cartoon, and there's like...
And
retro Chip Skylock, he's like, Icky Vicky.
And this is how you dance. You just stick your finger in the air, and you wiggle it around, and you hop in circles.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's a good episode.
I really like the one where they're time traveling for
Mr. Crocker?
No, it's not for Mr. Crocker.
Remember that one? Was that the movie or something?
It was the... I believe it was for Cupid. He put them all on a scavenger hunt, all the kids with fairy companions, and they had these like time-traveling scooters. And they got this like liquid from space, and they got a special dinosaur egg, and they came back, and he just wanted to make like the best breakfast, and they were so mad at him.
Is it the Fairly Odd Parents of the movie with the magic cupcake that gives you any wish no matter what?
Yes.
That's that one, right?
Yeah.
And it ends with Timmy, his daughter, gets Cosmo and Wanda.
Yeah.
That was tender. That was bittersweet.
That one, yeah. Did you see the live action Fairly Odd Parents?
It's Drake Bell?
Drake Bell for Christmas. Yeah,
that
was actually pretty good.
That wasn't bad.
Jimmy
Power Hour? Those were...
We've talked about that so many times.
Okay, remember Danny Phantom?
Dude, how could you forget?
Great. Great story.
It started to go a little bad, and then they had like a soft reboot where
he got a logo
on his shirt.
Oh, because they brainwashed him, and that girl is like,
yeah,
this will look better. Or
yeah,
they kind of rebooted it.
Yes,
do you remember? So, okay, do you remember Hey Arnold?
Dude, how can you forget Hey
and
Arnold?
And then so here's
before we go on this tangent.
Sorry,
for those of us that were listening to the dog movie, John, hot dog or dog on it?
Dog on it.
Dog on it.
Yeah,
let's say corn dog.
Sure.
Because
I agree.
I was gonna say hot dog, and I was gonna say doggone it the whole time. This is just a middle ground. I can't say yes or no. I'd probably watch it again.
Really?
But not like willingly. I wouldn't go pick it, but if somebody else is watching it, I'd watch it with them.
Okay.
Yeah. There was one time I was hanging out with a kid in my neighborhood when I was younger, and his little sisters were watching the Air Buddies movies. And I just kind of was like, oh, these movies are stupid. And they like all looked at me like, first of all, you're not allowed to say stupid in our house. And second of all, like, how dare you? Like, Air Buddies was life to them.
Wow. They need a new one.
Yeah, this was the same family, same group of kids that weren't allowed to watch Frozen.
Why?
Because the troll in their song, Fixer Upper, the troll says... You can't really change him because nobody ever really changes. Or something like that.
They're like, but you can change.
Yeah, so...
They would disagree with the principles of the movie.
With the principles of one line in a song. When the real principle of the movie is sisterhood love.
And you can change.
And you can change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, whatever. That's like a comics code authority bullcrap.
Yep. Anyway,
we'll talk about Hey Arnold, real quick.
Yeah, Hey Arnold.
Remember Hey Arnold? So Hey Arnold lived with like his grandparents in that tenement building.
Yeah.
And then
he had like that really cool like loft room.
Yeah, he had a hide a bed.
Yeah. Like a, so cool.
Yeah. Anyways, he
as a kid, it's probably really cool to think of your bed and a wall, but as an adult, that just hurts my back thinking about the comfort level of that bed.
Yes. Yeah.
But there's one episode where he finds like his parents' journal. And the grandpa starts reading in the journal. Do you remember this episode?
Yeah.
And he's all like, there's one where they're like fighting snakes and the grandpa's like,
and then me and so-and-so like laid down for a good night's sleep or whatever. But like in the animation, you see they're clearly about to like make Arnold or something. And he's like, we're gonna skip these pages. And Arnold's like, what?
And then at the end of the episode, in the flashback, it shows them leaving Arnold with the grandparents and going on one last adventure. And then at the end of the episode, Arnold looks over, like,
over his
looks
his
like eye. Through the skylights, and their plane is like landed on his,
like a helicopter.
A helicopter's landed on his roof.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Mom and Dad are here." That's not even the last episode of the show.
It's not. You don't even see them. His parents.
Yeah, you don't. Like, it's just implied that his parents came back for him.
Yeah. And it's tender. And as a kid, that like you start.
It feeling ripped my heart feelings. Out. That might have been the first time I felt feelings in a show. Do you remember Harold the movie?
Dude, how can you forget?
We should make spies? A podcast about these.
When they're spies, dude.
It's so sick.
This is so good.
That movie's good.
Recess. Did you ever watch Recess?
Heck yeah, I watched Recess. Recess
was so good.
The movie dude. Was sick.
I love, love, love.
Recess is just Community, man.
Just the.
It really is.
Yeah.
Same. There's a lot of similar episodes.
Holy crap.
Anyways, keep going.
What I loved about Recess was it was like the kindergartners, man. Like, don't freaking mess with the kindergartners. They're like natives with their like face paint on, and they have like that special kindergartner playground.
Yeah.
And what was crazy to me was in my elementary school, I'm sure like most elementary schools, there's like a big kid playground and a kindergartner playground. And I just like wanted to be like that. So I'd go over and pretend like I was getting chased around by kindergartners. I wasn't allowed to go over there. You know, when you're a kid, you pretend these sorts of things.
They felt like a car in a
Dragon Tales,
there.
Dragon Tales. You know what got stuck in my head the other day?
What?
Butterfly in the sky, reading rainbow.
I never watched Reading Rainbow.
What the heck, John?
Actually, I might have when I was a kid. I don't remember.
Oh, man.
I mostly watched, like, Dora and Blue's Clues.
Well, thanks for listening to Kenny Critique.
Heck to the yes. What? You just gave me a weird look.
Yeah, I've just never seen your hair down like that. Maybe I have, just not recently.
When I was a kid, I used to do my hair like this. Like when I was in like middle school.
Yeah?
I walked around like this.
And you listened to My Chemical Romance and Fall Out Boy?
No, that was until after I graduated, pretty much.
Oh. Anyway.
I listened to Billy Joel.
You can catch us in the doghouse at canicritique.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gmail. Want to be a part of the podcast? Record yourself doing Dog news. And we'll put you in.
Thanks to Elijah David Webb for the themes.
Yeah, Elijah David Webb, what would we do without you, man?
Probably not have themes.
Yeah, probably.
It'd still be you being like, theme song.
And juggling. Yeah. Those were the days.
Well, catch you in the doghouse.